Just a ricochet effect. Ricochet effect, like ricochet. Having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation. Love to the communities, the ricochet effect. Having conversation with no moderation.
Hi, this is Renee Cobb, and
I'm Dr. Obini El Amin, and we are with the Ricochet Effect. Yeah. Greetings, all. This is Dr. Obini El Amin, and I am with the Ricochet Effect, and I'm in the studio with Gareth Evans from Tall Sound. Gareth, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, wonderful. Tell me a little bit more about Tall Sound and the work that you do specifically with the group.
Well, first off, we say that it's a great festival with a funny name because it's T-A-H-L-S-O-U-N-D, which is an anagram for Southland, because we've done all of our work on Southland Drive. Long ago, there was an organization called the Southland Jamboree. They still exist, of course, but they really made an audience for live music in the Southland neighborhood. Southland was deemed Lexington's Music Row by our former mayor, and so the area has always just had a great, thriving nature for music. And so about 8 years ago, we decided that we would throw its first official music festival. We kept that going for a couple years. First year was one stage one day, then it was two stages one day, and then two stages 2 days, and then the pandemic happened. And so what we ended up doing was just a tiny little concert in a parking lot with social distancing in mind, and didn't really know how to structure payment, so we moved to a donation-based structure, and the audience took great care of us. And next thing you know, now we do the fourth Sunday of every month, April to September, except for June. We typically program the Southland Street Fair and throw a very family-friendly. We've got kids' activities, the Kids' Corner, our musical petting zoo, where we bring a bunch of instruments out, where if your two-year-old wants to take it and bang it on the table, that's totally fine with us. That's what it's there for. But because it's completely fenced in with a lovely green space, safe environment for the kids, but we also have food and drinks, West 6 and Castle and Key, and arts vendors, crafts vendors, and the parents can, and anyone can just sit and enjoy the music. And being donation-based, my classic joke is, I want your face. I don't need your money. I don't mind your money, but mostly I want your face.
Well, so let's step back, though, for just a second, and tell me a little bit more about you specifically. Sure. And how you came to this work in the music arts.
Yeah. Well, I got my start in theater, actually. I started in performance and then realized that if I wanted to make a paycheck, I should probably get into tech. And I was actually the technical director of the Lexington Downtown Arts Center for several years. I'm a musician, have been since middle school. And so participated in a lot of the local music scene, and then realized through the theater tech that I could run sound. And there was a lot of good work. And, it's one of those jobs, especially when you're in your 20s and you're getting paid to go hang out in a bar and hang out with musicians and listen to music.
Why not?
So that got me involved in the music community, as well as throwing events, and friends met friends met friends. And it was one of our organizers. It was his idea originally. He's the one who came up with the name, and we put four goofy guys together and by a wink and a prayer, managed to pull off the first one, and I've just been growing ever since.
Isn't that something that when there is a gap in your own life, and when you find people that may be experiencing that same gap and you come together, how magic just occurs? Mm-hmm. And certainly Tall Sound has done that for this community. So what was your instrument, or what are the instruments that you play?
I play guitar and mandolin mostly. But I dabble in a little bit of everything. If it has strings, I'm typically pretty okay with it. I can play a little keys, but mostly I'd say strongest one is mandolin.
Okay, I'm going to get a little esoteric here. So the guitar. Yeah. So when you think about the guitar and what that brings to a band, perhaps, like in your mind, like spiritually or, like I said, esoterically, what does the guitar as an instrument, what is the message that it's trying to convey, if we could personify the instrument?
So I'm going to start with a joke, and it's that I'm much lighter than a piano. But yeah. But like, as much as that is a joke, like as I was sitting here thinking about it, it really is. I mean, a guitar is an extension of the piano because, you know, it's set up with those strings and you're playing your root melody oftentimes. So it's much more accessible as far as being able to be carried and much more accessible as far as expense, the amount of space that it takes up. And so I kind of view it as the accessible melody maker. Is the phrase I'll use, it's easier to figure out. So I think that the guitar is the accessible instrument. You know, to quote Tom York, anyone can play guitar.
Well, in the time that I've known you, I absolutely see the coincide. I mean, you are an accessible melodic music maker.
Oh,
and I've gathered that in the time that we've spent together. So it's really interesting about the things that we gravitate towards, how much they say about who we truly are. So yeah. That was really cool. So you've talked to us about the history mm-hmm. of the organization and some of the people. But what are you guys presently doing? Mm-hmm. And then even as you are answering that question, I want you to also think about where you're going in the future yeah. in terms of some of the plans and the programs that you have for the Bluegrass.
Well, the series presently has seen a growth, you know, over the 8 years as far as not just attendees, but the musicians that we can reach out to. We began focused on local music, but then grew to regional music, to people who have connections to the area, to now people that pair well with people locally, as we can get some more recognizable on a, you know, a larger audience names. But I see as far as growth, we'd love just to interact more and more with the community at large, whether it be the not just the musical, but the artistic community. There have been some organizations that Lexington has lost over the last couple of years, like the Lexington Area Music Alliance, that we're trying to be kind of an umbrella for one of those things where you don't there's enough audience in this town where I don't think that there's a lot of competition with each other as organizations that throw events. So kind of creating a way to all help each other out, becoming, I'd love to see us work on that networking aspect. Like, oh, hey, do you need a PA or I need a musician for this thing. You guys know anybody or yada, 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 that sort of thing. Just being a sort of a networking idea and throwing events other than just the classic Tall Sound, but also working and partnering with other organizations to help them maybe get something out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big ethos of the work that I do is working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And I find that when sophisticated partnerships happen, that we're able to really strengthen and deepen the work.
Mm-hmm.
And from a community standpoint, it just makes things just so much better.
Yeah.
People feel better about the work. They feel better about the art and the music. And that's what I think truly are ingredients to make a society better.
Yeah.
So absolutely. I mean, if there's anything that we can do here at WKY or Project Ricochet, then, you know, I've already committed.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know.
And vice versa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lot of great synergy and we just need to keep on building on that. And we've got such a tremendous pouring of talented people in the Bluegrass. And it really is just about timing and us coming together.
Yeah.
And whether connecting or colliding, however it works out. But what I'm finding is that there is no dream that I have that I have not been able to accomplish
yeah.
in the Bluegrass. And that is really mesmerizing and exciting for me.
Especially if you're willing to ask for help. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I've learned. There's a community out there that wants, like, if it's a good dream, they want it too, you know? And as long as you're willing to ask for help, then you can make pretty much anything happen. I mean, again, Tall Sound was nothing but some stubborn guys tried to do something, and the community went, okay.
There's a lot of support for the work that you do. And so now talk to us about some of the music programs that you have up, because there's a lot of diversity within the music arts that you guys bring to the table. And you had talked about the Reggae Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me more about that. And is it well attended and
supported? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So the concert series format allows us to kind of curate individual little nuggets of an evening, right? And So Reggae Fest, which was actually, you know, it has a long-standing existence. Steve's a really good guy that's really helped us with that and brought it to Tall Sound just because he loved Tall Sound. And so they already had an established name, but they did their first one last year. Last year in May, we were pumped when we broke 500 people. Like, we'd never broken 500 people in the field. We were, like, over the moon. In July, when we did Reggae Fest, we had over 1,000 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And I'll say that, you know, ever since Reggae Fest, it's been this climb. You know, we had almost 600 in our April event, which, you know, compared to last year was, you know, maybe 300 people. And that was, you know, the season opener, which is typically one of our, because it's April and, you know, people are still getting used to going out. So really, I think Reggae Fest, it also just kind of proves that people want diversity in the arts that they want to see. You know what I mean? You wouldn't think that necessarily reggae had, or Lexington has such a big reggae following, but yeah,
always
it
has.
Does. A very, very strong one. And it was so cool just to see how much the community really does chomp at the bit for that kind of thing. Like, they want to see, I mean, I love bluegrass, you know, bluegrass is our main one. But like, a lot of people assume it's like, oh, well, people just want to go see bluegrass or something. Like, no, there's so many musicians doing so many different things and so many audience members that want to see that. But of course, I'm a mandolin player. I also love bluegrass and love watching.
Here in Fayette County. So, I mean, it's my heart, it's my soul. The thing is that you guys are making a lot of great connections with artists, both locally as well as regionally. And so that's really also exciting.
Yeah.
And how are you, I guess, for me, it's, we had talked about, it's important for local artists to also be coupled with mm-hmm. more regional or national artists to give them that gravitas. So speak to us about the importance
of
that.
I love the term that you use when you were talking about on their dossier.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Build the dossier.
Yeah, because, again, we started with that focus of just local and that, but now we realize that it's almost a better service to pair them with, you know, like, for instance, you'll get a name like Sonora May or somebody that's coming in, which is really exciting to have, but also for the artists that are local to be on the same bill as, you know, when you start reading through, we've been reading through band bios now for ages and ages and ages, because, you know, we always, another thing that I don't even think I've talked to you about is we do archive all of our performances, but I can circle back to that. But I read a lot of bios from putting them up on the website and then putting them in the archival, and the sentence has performed with such other performers as yada, 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 yada. We realize that we could be probably pretty good at being the people who provide that sentence. You know what I mean? Having your name on the bill with somebody like that is almost a better service to your local musicians as opposed to just exclusively having local musicians.
That's right.
But yeah, and then I'll circle back to archival. That's another big part of our mission. Is archiving. We very, very high quality audio and video recordings for every single performance, and we keep all of them. The musician has access to them. It's like part of the service. And then if you go to tallsound.com, you can see history of all of our performances all the way back to year one.
Well, there you are, folks. This is Gareth Evans with Tall Sound, and where can we find out more information about this wonderful organization?
You can check us out at Tall Sound, that's TALSOUND.com, and all of the social media platforms. We're on Instagram and Facebook and all that.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so nice getting to know you.
The Tall Sound Concert Series is a summer-long concert series that takes place on the lawn behind the Olinka Temple on the last Sunday of each month. The festival features Lexington musicians, bands, artists, chefs, artistic melodic makers, and brewers. For more information, visit tallsound.com. Well, we've come to the close of another amazing podcast. I'd like to thank our listeners. I'd like to thank our guest. And as we say here at WKY, we can't do it without our community. And just keep in mind that DEIB is the DNA of humanity.
It's the ricochet effect, ricochet effect.
ricochet effect, ricochet effect.